This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Australia is under new management. Labour Party leader Kevin Rudd was sworn in today as Prime Minister. His election a little over a week ago ended the 11-year rule of Conservative Prime Minister John Howard. Howard had been one of President Bush's staunchest allies on Iraq and almost everything else. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Sydney.
First, what the new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, is not.
He's not a left-wing radical by any stretch of the imagination.
Gerard Henderson heads the Sydney Institute and is a one-time aide to the former Prime Minister, John Howard.
Kevin Rudd comes from what is called the centre-right of the Labour Party, and that group, and he himself, have always been supporters of the Australian-American alliance, and that continues. So Kevin Rudd replacing John Howard won't make any difference in terms of intelligence sharing, forward-basing, ship visits, aircraft visits. That will all remain the same.
What will change is the nature of Australia's commitment in Iraq. Prime Minister Rudd has pledged to withdraw 500 combat troops from Iraq, nearly a third of the total Australian commitment in the region. But analysts here say the move is largely symbolic. Hugh White is professor of strategic studies at the Australian National University.
I think he'll do that in a very sort of slow and prudent way, and he'll negotiate carefully with the US to minimise any operational impact. And of course, very importantly, he will sustain a significant number, something like 700 or 800 Australian troops, sailors, airmen, in Iraq and around Iraq in the Gulf region. So it's not as though Australia is leaving the coalition.
And Australia is expected to continue what's been a far more dangerous combat deployment for Australia in southern Afghanistan, where three Australian soldiers have been killed in the past few weeks. But that commitment, too, could change.
The fact of the matter is Afghanistan is likely to be the big issue for Australian forces next year.
Michael Fulilov heads the Global Studies Program at the Lowy Institute in Sydney.
We haven't tested public opinion as to how Australians would react to larger numbers of casualties that we've suffered to date.
And that test may come sooner than the new Prime Minister may want, says analyst Hugh White. With a deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan and some U.S. allies wavering on their commitment there.
As other countries start to head for the door, as I rather suspect they will we be inclined to send in more troops to back up behind them? Some of the things Kevin Rudd has said in the past has suggested that he might be interested in doing that. But my feeling is once he looks at what's actually happening on the ground there over what has, I think, in Afghanistan been a very grim year, I think he will need to think very carefully about whether it's sensible to send young Australians on dangerous missions where the chances of success are so low.
The Lowy Institute's Michael Fulilov says Australia may start steering a slightly different course on other foreign policy issues as well. One example, the new Prime Minister's decision to sign the Kyoto Protocol on global warming.
That leaves the United States as the sole developed country in the world not to sign on to Kyoto. So I think on issues like that, on the use of force and other questions like global warming, you may find a busier ally that doesn't provide the same level of automaticity of support.
China's growing economic and political power in the region may also have an effect on the relationship between Australia and the U.S. Michael Fulilov says this is part of what he calls the new strategic geometry in Asia and the Pacific, where countries who once looked only to Washington are now recalibrating to acknowledge Beijing's rising influence. Just a few months ago, China replaced Japan as Australia's largest trading partner, replacing a U.S. ally with a U.S. rival.
So increasingly, in order to get anything done in Asia, you have to go, the road lies through Beijing. So I don't think this is unique for Australia. I think that Americans have been very accustomed in the past to the linear application of power. I think in the future they're going to have to bone up on their trigonometry.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Sydney.